speech by Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, Hezbollah Secretary General. This is part of celebrations that are marking 10 years since Israeli occupation forces withdrew from southern Lebanon, or should I say that they were forced to withdraw from southern Lebanon. This on each year on May 25th is when it gets marked, in which Lebanon celebrates the resistance and the liberation day, in which hundreds and thousands of people actually turn out to not only listen to this, but in the suburbs of Beirut, they gathered within the dome there that Hezbollah's leader was speaking a day after the South and before it, Bekaa, said its word in the municipal elections that saw the victory of Hezbollah and the Mal movement in the majority of towns and villages there, which forced Israel to withdraw. Looking at some of the highlights of this speech, we're going to first look at what the leader, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, made comparisons of some of the realities that Israel is facing compared to the speech that U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made to AIPAC. And basically, moving down into some of those highlights, said that the future of the region for Israel is in danger. He said that, just like Hillary Clinton stated, that many who believe that the current status quo is something that cannot be continued, he said that Israel threatening Hezbollah, Lebanon, Syria, and Iran as examples of things that cannot continue, and that Israel is facing some of the toughest challenges in its history, conflict with Palestinians and with Israel's Arab neighbors, to name a few, is threatening Israel's long-term future. And again, saying that the status quo is unsustainable for all sides, in which if it does continue, it promises only more violence and unrealized aspirations. Again, making comparisons to the speech that Hillary Clinton made, which he focused on quite a bit in his hour-and-a-half-long speech. He said that Clinton said, we cannot ignore the long-term population trends that result from the Israeli occupation. He also talked about the ever-evolving technology of war. And towards the end of his speech, something which obviously is endangering the region, he said, if a war breaks out, which he said that he does not fear, meaning Hezbollah, along with the resistance, is something that will change the entire region. And he said that Ms. Clinton actually does agree with him on that. And again, reiterating and repeating this time and again throughout his speech, that Israel is very vulnerable. The 2000 defeat, eventually the 2006 defeat, are things that have made Israel so vulnerable that since 2000, but more recently since 2006, Israel has had to hold maneuvers, of which he counted four of them. He made a small reference to the Iron Dome system, in which he said that that's not even something that is guaranteed in its success and its function, and they cannot even prove that, Israel, to its Jewish population, that that's something that's going to secure the security of Israelis. We're going to cross on over to Ali Risk. Ali Risk is a correspondent over in Beirut who's been listening to the speech. Ali, first give us your impression of what Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said.
Yes, actually, there was an important military element in what he said, which was the fact that there's a new equation now, the issue of the sea. He did caution that Israeli warships will now be targeted, and he added that element to what he said in his previous speech in February, when he said that any attack on Beirut's infrastructure, including its airport, would be met with a similar attack in the Israeli in Israel. Now, in this speech, he added one more element to that, which was the coastline. He cautioned Israel from actually isolating Lebanon's coastline, and I think that gives you an idea of the weapons development, the developments in Hezbollah's weapons, which have occurred over the years. What he did say, what he did hint to, was that now we have rockets which could destroy these ships, which could be deployed anywhere in the territorial waters of what he named occupied Palestine. So that gives you, I think, a hint of the developments which have occurred in Hezbollah's weaponry over the past years. Now, what actually surprised me slightly, this is the first time actually I hear Sayed Hassan speaking about an American speech, a speech by an American official, this thoroughly and this deeply. And I think the reason why he referred to Hillary Clinton's speech towards AIPAC was to say that Israel has reached a stage whereby even its allies are saying, be careful, you're extremely vulnerable. And I think in this way, by referring to Hillary Clinton, because if you recall what he said, you people who don't listen to us, at least listen to what the Americans say if you believe what they say. So he tries to use this as proof of the fact that, as the resistance bloc always says, that Israel is on the verge of a very huge problem, on the verge of collapsing. So he identified and I think quoted that speech to actually reflect the extent of Israel's problems right now. The fact that its closest ally is even warning it. So I think that's the first time actually Sayed Hassan uses a speech from an American official to speak in this way. Another important issue when he said that the stance of President Michel Suleiman was the official Lebanese stance. One more point I'd like to highlight is the fact that 25th of May today was announced national holiday by Prime Minister Saad Hariri, contrary to his predecessor Fuad Sanyura. If you combine that with what the President Suleiman said, you find that all of Lebanon's political elite now seems to be line in line with Hezbollah. And I think for this reason, you heard what Sayed Hassan said concerning the official stance of Lebanon is in general in support of the resistance. One more thing reflecting Clinton's speech, the issue of technology. I think you can relate to what he said when Clinton spoke about rocket technology and its developments. You can relate that to what he said about targeting ships. And that actually is related. Developments in rocket technology are related to what Sayed Hassan said about the possibility and the capability of Hezbollah to target Israeli ships in any future war if the Lebanese coastline is isolated.
Okay, a couple more notes that he made, and I'm going to list them and you expand on it. His reference to Scud missiles, and also when he said if a war breaks out, it's going to change the entire region.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the second element you mentioned. If a war breaks out, will it change the entire region? If you notice the fact that he highlighted that the moderate camp, which is usually the term used to refer to Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the Palestinian Authority, he said that this moderate camp we're getting weaker and weaker. So I think you have to actually look at this when he says that a new war will change the face of a region, because a new Israeli war, number one, he did say that at the end of the speech that in any new war, we will emerge victorious. Now, once Hezbollah emerges victorious in any future war, will that leave room for any moderates? That's a big question. If Israel goes ahead with another war, will that leave room for any of these moderate camps who might be ready to sign a deal with Israel? So I think one element which can point out to is that what he tried to hint to is the fact that in any future war, nobody will be left to make a settlement with the Israeli side. And then what will the American administration have to do? Well, until now, the Arab side is still providing the Americans and the Israelis an alternative. Now, if a new war happens and this moral camp is totally annihilated, the Americans won't find any Arab side to be a partner with the Israelis. And that in the end would probably mean the beginning of the end for Israel, which depends on this continuous American support. Because if there is no other moderate camp for the American side, I think America will then be obliged to say, okay, there's nothing more we can do. So I think this is the conclusion which he did try and reach. And I think this is also related to Clinton's speech, Clinton warning that as time goes by, you'll have no more Palestinian Authority president, no more Egyptian president, no more of these officials who still believe or who still are willing to hold negotiations with you.
And just a reference about the Scud missiles quickly, if you can, Ali.
Yes, concerning the Scud missiles, actually, Scud missiles, if you noticed, he did stress so more than once that Scud missiles, we do not deny, nor do we affirm, nor do we say that we have them. This is an element of surprise which he always spoke about. But I think Scud missiles, he raised this issue to show that Israel used Scud missiles to get help from outside, to get help from America to fund the Iron Dome. I think we're here trying to highlight the fact that Israel is really afraid of the Hezbollah capabilities, of the military capabilities, which Hezbollah said and which he went on to speak about more thoroughly when he spoke about the capabilities of targeting Israeli ships.
From Beirut, Ali Risk, thank you so much. That brings us to the end of this live coverage, in which today is the 10th anniversary of the withdrawal in which Israel was forced to withdraw from southern Lebanon, May 25th, an official holiday, as Ali West just pointed out there in Lebanon. Thank you so much for watching this. Please stay with us. We're going to return back to our regular programming.